Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. All right. Okay.
Okay, let's play some music.
You alone are God, and I surrender. Of your love and know the height of your grace.
Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit who dwells within us as believers is love, We can love like Jesus because the Spirit longs to produce the fruit of love deep within us. He longs to love people through us. He has a perfect plan to use you to reveal to a broken and searching world the unfathomable riches of Jesus' love. If we are to look to Jesus as our model, we must first believe that God can and will help us. We must believe that the Spirit is perfectly capable of taking what was dust and passing it into the likeness of the Son. Secondly, we must spend time allowing the Spirit to move in and through us. We must make space in our lives to be loved by God so that we can be used by Him to love others. I can offer nothing of value that I haven't first received from my Heavenly Father. I can do nothing great unless God has done something great in me. 1 John chapter 2, verse 6 says, whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. We have to be children who abide in Jesus so that we can walk in his ways. God longs to love you and help you love others today. He longs to meet you and heal the wounds and insecurities that have kept you from loving others well. He longs to empower and transform you like Jesus. So run to him with open arms and allow him to do mighty work in you as you enter into guided prayer. Meditate on God's desire for you to love like Jesus. Remember that God doesn't command you to do something you are incapable of doing. Allow Scripture to fill you with desire and faith for what God has for you. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 and 2, therefore be imitators of God as beloved children. Again, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, For to this you have been called, Jesus Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29, for those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be firstborn among many brothers. So where do you need God to do mighty work in you today? Ask the Spirit to reveal what areas he wants to heal you today. Ask him to guide you to a wound or insecurity that he longs to speak to and love. Receive the love of your Heavenly Father. Allow him to heal and empower you. You to love others. Ask him to transform you into the image of Jesus and fill you with his heart for others around you. In Luke chapter 6, verse 27, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8, above all, keep one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 47, you have heard it that is said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, and what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? It is impossible to be consistently loved by God and not love others. His love has the incredible ability to heal us and empower us at the same time. His heart is always to love us while helping us to love others. So as you grow in your relationship with your Heavenly Father, allow him to use you in increasingly powerful ways. Allow him to make you selfless and servant-hearted. Allow his love to make you more like Jesus. May you discover the joy and peace that comes from the wholeheartedly loving others today. I highly suggest you read 1 John chapter 3 and bring this devotional more into life. Amen. Well, now this brings us to the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long and dusty road, never knowing which way to go, which way is up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life and need some. Or maybe you suffer from depression and anxiety. Maybe you suffer from something even more worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, pornographic material, gambling, overeating. Whatever the problem may be, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he's got to know you. So the question is tonight, do you want to know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Hey, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Label Ministry welcome you to the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And also, if you said this prayer tonight, we'd like you to call area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487, and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you let us know that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your personal Lord and Savior. Amen. Yes, amen. Well, we got a caller. 111.
Good evening, Ken. This is Mike Hunt, celebrity personal trainer.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, first I just want to give a shout out to Uncle Tony and to say that we all love Tony Talk and we hope he's doing well. And the reason for my call tonight, I saw online there's a guy named Don Kedick. He's the manager at the San Antonio Harley shop. And he's saying he found a flyer in your saddlebag for the Cocktober Bash on R-Dash. And it says Ken will use his tongue as an ass napkin on Farrar. He will eat Farrar's anal pinworms and slurp them like spaghetti. Then Farrar will come in Ken's mouth. Ken will spit into a pumpkin where Victor will drink it. That's what this Don Kedick is saying. Is that true?
No, it's not true.
Okay. I just wanted to let you know that was being said. Have a great evening, and I look forward to the next call.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. Well, we don't have any other callers right at this moment. Okay. Oh, we got another caller. Oh, okay. Okay, we got another caller. Okay, no more calls. Okay, all right. Anybody going to call in? Press the one key? Come on now. Well, all right, we got another caller. 1-1.
Fuck my ass. Okay. Cocktober.
All right. Okay, another 1-1-1 caller. All right, okay, I see nobody else is calling in. All right. All righty then. Let's play some more music. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, I got another 1-1-1 caller. Okay, all right. Well, let's play some music. Thank you. Well, I hope you enjoyed the songs. Let's get into the prophetic word for today. The Father says today, bring deeply on my peace. The peace I give to you is not dependent on tranquil circumstances. The peace I give originates in my presence as well as in you, and that's something that only comes when circumstances are quiet and restful in your life. My peace, powerful resonant force, that will quell the armies of the enemy pounding on the gates of your life, threatening wrath and ruin. My peace is a river of life flowing out like a deluge to wash away all the noisemakers and conflict bringers that the enemy sends to distract you from what I have to say. You see, my peace is here, and it's available now. Breathe it in. Let the rest go. Shut out the clamor of the urgent and settle down deep in the fullness of my spirit until nothing else matters. My peace is not the absence of conflict, says God. My peace is a fruit of the Spirit, the rosaries of righteousness of which you are one. My peace is for the healing of the nations. And when I declare peace on earth, it was your personal earth that I was speaking to. Before there will never be peace among nations, there must first be men and women who have appropriated the peace that I give that the world cannot usurp or take away. Will you turn away from the clamor of men rattling and sounding and intimidation and threats against you? They want you to look at them and give heed to them. But I say to you, keep your affections set on me, and you will see those important demands blown away as the chaff, the small dust in the balance of the water, testimony of my goodness, my favor and breakthrough that is piercing the darkness around you. Even now, says the Father. Amen. And this goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. All right, we got some callers. Okay.
Drain your balls in my mouth, motherfucker, okay?
Hold on, you're on the air.
Oh, Tony, go fuck my asshole.
One on one.
Why fuck my ass? Okay, fuck my ass.
One on one.
Oh, Tony Gaga, fuck my ass, okay?
Okay. Let's hear some more nonsense. 101, you're on the air.
Okay. Okay.
Tony Talk, why don't you call in? Okay, and you can give these, give these fake callers a chance to stop. Okay, fuck me.
Goodbye.
Oh, well. I guess since we ain't going to have any more callers, okay, he's going to call in and talk decent. Okay, I'm going to call the show a night. Say God bless. May God bless you all. Okay, have a great night. Tony Talk, okay, I don't really know why they're terrible. Okay, if people are just calling in to be fake, okay, and that's what it's going to be like, I guess. I don't know. So why don't you call in and be a real caller, Tony Talk? So we get rid of these fake callers. I know it's a fake, Ken. I'm here. I can't be all calling in at the same time. Okay? That's right. Imposed callers, brothers Arnaz. Imposed calls. But just so the fake callers are saying, fuck my ass, Tony Talk. That doesn't mean you will. Okay? Or I will take your call. Okay? Okay, let's take a caller. Hold on, one here.
No! Fuck my ass, okay? Fuck me.
Well, I'm going to say goodnight, guys. Have a good, blessed evening. Okay, I'm going to try to get into Discord and see if I can't talk to you all. Okay? All righty. Talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.